AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The national average price of a gallon of gas is $4.37. It's up a quarter from a month ago, $1.40 from a year ago. Drivers, especially those who drive for a living, are complaining.
For guys like me who, like, pretty much my business is all about driving. I work all over the place. So, yeah, gotta be filling up my tank every day. Yep, but what can you do?
All the same, more people are on the road and are still planning summer trips. AAA's Andrew Gross.
The roads are more crowded. Everybody's out. People are feeling more confident and more comfortable about getting out and moving around.
President Biden defends his administration's efforts to ease the impact of high oil and gas prices and inflation. He adds voters need to be wary of what he calls ultra-mega Republicans and what they might do should they win control of Congress in the coming midterm elections.
They don't want to solve inflation by lowering your costs. They want to solve it by raising your taxes and lowering your income. I happen to think it's a good thing when American families have a little more money in their pockets at the end of the month. But the Republicans in Congress don't seem to think so. Their plan is actually made working families, is going to make working families poorer.
Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, head of the GOP Senate Election Committee, says President Biden should resign. Billionaire Elon Musk says should he end up buying Twitter, he would let former President Donald Trump rejoin the site.
It was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country.
Musk, in a live video address to an auto conference in London, says Trump's ban after the Capitol attack by his followers on January 6, 2021, was a morally bad decision and foolish in the extreme. Trump, who is trying to launch his own platform, says he has no intentions of rejoining Twitter. This is AP News. Supply disruptions and a plant shutdown have led to shortages of infant formula.
Analytics firm Datassembly says 40% of big box stores are out of stock, up from 31% in mid-April. It started with spot shortages during the pandemic. Then in February, Abbott, the company that makes Similac, recalled several major brands and shut down a large plant in Michigan after federal officials concluded four babies suffered bacterial infections after consuming formula from the facility. Two of the infants died. Missouri mom Laura Stewart tells the AP she has had to use four different brands in the past month for her 10-month-old daughter, who normally gets a type of formula made for sensitive stomachs. On Monday, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said the Food and Drug Administration is working on the issue.
So what they're trying to do, in the shorthand of it, is increase supply by working with a range of manufacturers.
For now, experts are urging parents to contact food banks or doctor's offices if they can't find formula and caution against watering down the formula or using online recipes. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.